KLTH, Florissant St. Louis, the all-new Breeze, 97.1. It is our final hour on the Breeze special program. Hi, I'm Ben Johnson. All this show, we've been looking at Pat Metheny, his career and his music, and speaking with him live from the telephone anyway, from New York City on the eve of the tour for the latest album called Letter from Home. Let's take a listen to a track from the second to most current album, which was called Still Life Talking. Pat Metheny and So May It Secretly Begin on the Breeze.
Looking at your early musical life, what was your first interest in playing guitar and playing jazz guitar?
Well, I would have been about 12 or 13 years old, and that was around the time that I started to hear Wes Montgomery. He was my main hero early on the guitar. I probably would have been a trumpet player. My whole family is trumpet players. A lot of people might know my older brother Mike, who's made a few records. Great trumpet player. My father was a trumpet player all through his college years. My mom's father was a professional trumpet player all his life. And I started playing the trumpet myself when I was about 8. I got braces put on my teeth when I was about 12, which made the trumpet playing process really painful. And so the guitar was the instrument that my parents wanted me to play least of all. It was their worst nightmare that I would become a guitar player. So at age 12, that made it absolutely appealing to me that they didn't want me to do it that much. So the guitar was, and, you know, Wes's thing really attracted me. The sound of it and the whole idea of improvisation was immediately appealing to me. All through my teen years, I was a total jazz snob. I didn't want to hear anything except Ornette Coleman or Sonny Rollins or Miles Davis or Clifford Brown. I didn't want to hear rock and roll. I didn't want to hear pop music. I didn't want to hear anything except bebop. And, you know, late in my teens, about the time I joined Gary Burton's group, I started to get a little bit more open. But there was a period in there where all I wanted to hear was jazz.
In 1979, the year he left the ECM record label, Pat Metheny recorded the new Chautauqua compact disc. And from it, that's a song called Daybreak, some fine guitar work from Metheny. We're speaking with Pat Metheny during this program from New York City Live about the tour for the LP Letter from Home, which he's leaving on in the next couple of days. And also, we're hearing live and recorded tracks by Metheny. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Tranquil forest, crystalline rivers, the majesty of the Andes. The music is In My Mind by guitarist Ciro Hurtado. Explore the passion, the eloquence, and the virtuosity of this contemporary master. Acclaimed as one of the year's best, look for Ciro Hurtado's In My Mind at a record store near you on ROM, compact discs, and cassettes. Excitingly relaxing.
Presenting the many refreshing ways America takes the nasty plunge. There's the everyone into the pool plunge.
Go, Rose, come on, everybody in!
The I'm not sure, let me think about it plunge.
Yes, 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 no.
The don't push me in plunge. For the best summer refresher, take the Nesty Plunge. It's a completely cool, delicious glass of iced tea that tastes as good as it sounds.
Take the Nesty Plunge.
And make your own splash.
Hi, this is Yakov Smirnov for Best Western. You know, when I used to check into other hotels, I always had reservations. But I stayed there anyway. Then I discovered Best Western toll-free reservation number. It doesn't cost you anything, and they ask you many helpful questions. Like, Mr. Smirnov, in your room, would you like a king or a queen? What a country. But I was hoping I wouldn't have to share a room.
Reservations at Best Western are as easy as 1-800-528-1234.
Welcome to...
Driving 425 miles an hour on worn shocks is asking for trouble.
Bob Summers, world land speed record holder.
Even at 55 miles an hour, if your car bounces, ask about new shocks fast.
At Sears, where you get your money's worth and more, we have a Steady Rider gas shock to fit nearly every car in America for under $10. Under $10. With great low prices every single day, no wonder we install more shocks than anyone.
Why leave anything to chance?
Somebody does it better. Sears.
The new St. Louis Sound, Breeze 97.1. This is the Breeze Special Program, and I'm Ben Johnson. On today's show, we're taking a look at Pat Metheny and his group and anticipating their upcoming tour in support of the new LP Letter from Home. Right now, here's a member of the Pat Metheny group, Lyle Mays, in a song called Mirror of the Heart on the Breeze.
when you were in your teens, you were an upstart for sure. You were teaching at university level music.
Yeah, that's one of those things that sort of looks impressive in a press kit, but in the actual fact of it wasn't nearly so dramatic as that. It's true, I taught at the University of Miami for a year when I was 18, and then I taught at Berkeley for a year when I was 19. I had gotten a full scholarship to go to the University of Miami. This was following, you know, 4 years of sort of faking my way through high school, pretending that I was actually taking the books home and studying. In fact, all I was doing was practicing guitar 12 hours a day, and I used to get my girlfriends and stuff to do my homework. So, when I got to the University of Miami, I knew there was no way to keep this myth up that I was going to actually study history and stuff. So I decided to leave school after being there for a few weeks. At that time, they had just opened up the guitar program down there and only had one guitar teacher and about 90 guitar students, so they had to get another teacher, and I was probably one of the more advanced students at that point, since I did have a lot of playing experience already at that age. So they hired me to teach, which I did for a year, and then I moved to Boston to join Gary Burton's group the next year, and part of the deal playing in his band was that you had to teach at Berkeley.
Pat Metheny Group on the Breeze Special. Turn Around is the title of the track from the compact disc 8081. Woo! Yes, indeed. Adding what you want in at the end. The Pat Metheny Group is our special feature this evening, and we're speaking with Pat Metheny live from New York City on the eve of the tour to support the LP called Letter from Home. And we're hearing live tracks and album tracks, and we'll hear more in just a moment.
If you really love the mountains, I want to tell you about a brand new magazine called Snow Country. Of course, with a name like Snow Country, you know all winter long, it's going to cover downhill, cross-country, and freestyle skiing like a blanket of fresh powder. There's plenty on resorts, too, all with breath-stopping photography. But wait. Snow Country, a year-round magazine with articles every month on all kinds of mountain play and work, buying and leasing mountain real estate, and direct accounts of people with the dream of moving their business and their life to Snow Country. There's even a date book, your monthly menu of concerts, shows, festivals, everything going on in the mountains.
A Year of Snow Country, 12 issues, only $10. Call 800-262-4800. Snow Country. It's a great place to be all year long. That's 800-262-4800.
Hi, this is Yakov Smirnov for Best Western. Sometimes the English language can be very confusing. I asked a friend of mine if he knew a good place to hold a business meeting. He said yes, and it was right at the tip of his tongue. I said, yuck. Besides, how would you keep the chairs from sliding off? Fortunately, he remembered the place he meant was Best Western. He said Best Western has more meeting rooms than anyone. They have so many of them, I would have no problem finding one that's just the right size. And since each Best Western Hotel, Motor Inn, and Resorts is different, I can get and pay for only what I need. I asked my friend how could I get a meeting room at the Best Western. He said it's easy. Just pick up the phone and put your money where your mouth is. So I did, and I almost choked on a quarter.
Best Western gives you freedom of choice anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. For reservations, call 1-800-528-1234.
Finally, you found us, the all-new Breeze 97.1. This is The Breeze, and I'm Ben Johnson. And on today's show, we're looking at Pat Metheny and his career, and right now a track from 1976. From the compact disc, which was originally titled Bright Size Life, here's Pat Metheny and a song called Unity Village on The Breeze.
Thank you.
Another thing that looks great in the press kit is the fact that a lot of your early releases were on the ECM record label, who I don't know who I'm quoting here, but one young musician said he knew no higher goal than to record for ECM.
It's true. The ECM era in the 70s was really amazing. I mean, there was a stretch of time there from about 72 till... Well, I mean, ECM still continues to be a great label, but their peak years, I would say, were from, like, 72 to 79, where you pretty much had to hear every record that they put out. It was an incredibly impressive streak with a great roster of musicians, a very creative time. And I'm real proud to have been involved with that label during their sort of golden years.
When you're touring now, again, this is Pat Metheny we're speaking with in New York City. It's The Breeze, and I'm Ben Johnson. You have been following a relentless touring schedule lately, and I don't even want to guess what that does for your personal time, for your personal life.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard to sort of lead a normal life. But on the other hand, you know, it's the most fun thing in the world to go out and play with great musicians playing music that you love. It's what I always dreamed of doing when I was a kid. When I thought about, you know, being a musician, you know, a big part of that was going out and playing every night and actually having to come up with new stuff each night. But I feel really lucky to be able to do it. It's rare for people to get to work as much as we do and to get the opportunities to play as many gigs as we get to play. So I feel, you know, totally honored to get the chance to do it.
Thank you.
The Breeze Special Program and Lyle Mays from the Pat Metheny Group, a piece of music that was produced by Pat Metheny, in fact. Street Dreams is the compact disc, and that's Chorino. We'll conclude our look at Pat Metheny and his music in just a moment on the Breeze Special Program.